In Baghdad today, there are some signs of a return to normalcy. Thousands of people have returned to work and stores are open. And tens of thousands of Iraqi Shiites are making a pilgrimage from Baghdad to the holy cities of Karbala and Najaf, a religious observance that was discouraged under the regime of Saddam Hussein. Tomorrow, Jay Garner, the retired general in charge of the reconstruction of Iraq, is scheduled to visit the city for the first time. Also today, the first shipment of food aid arrived in the city. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Baghdad. When we spoke earlier, I asked her how much food had arrived.
Lynn, the shipment is 1,400 tons of flour that got in through today. Now, this is the first shipment of United Nations food that has made it across the border and into Baghdad since the end of the war. They're not planning to distribute it right away because the food situation isn't at a crisis point yet.
Now, the Marines withdrew from the city today. What troops are taking over there?
You're right, the Marines did withdraw. There's more than 20,000 Marines were deployed here in Baghdad, and that was for the combat end of the mission. Now they're going to consolidate in the southern half of Iraq in about four different cities down there. Taking their place here in Baghdad is the Army's 3rd Infantry, the 4th Armored, and the 101st Airborne soldiers, and they're going to take up the Marines' former positions. These troops are much better equipped than the Marines for restoring order and certainly for rebuilding the city, Baghdad, which was very heavily damaged in the war.
Are you seeing fewer troops on the street?
No, you're not seeing fewer troops on the street at all. In fact, over the past week, you're seeing more troops on the street. And in part, that's response to the call from many Iraqis to help restore some of the security situation here and certainly the sense of law and order. They're guarding more key installations here, more buildings here. They're trying to at least give a sense of preventing looting that's going on. So overall, the number of troops have gone down, but the fact is that still on the street, you're seeing more than you were probably a week ago.
Jackie, today Ahmed Chalabi, the leader of the Iraqi National Congress, spoke to ABC News. I wanted to play some of that tape, and let's listen to what he said.
I think a military presence of the United States in Iraq is a necessity until at least the first democratic election is held, and I think this process should take 2 years.
What do you think of that, Jackie? 2 years seems like a long time. I wonder how the Iraqi people will feel about that, whether the Bush administration wants to stay there for 2 years.
You know, all those things are quite unclear. It's the United States has not set an out date for its mission in Iraq at this point. And, you know, the U.S. says it may stay here 2 years. And for many Iraqis, that's an awfully long time. But the United States really does have a lot of work that they want to sort out here. And a huge step is being taken tomorrow. Jay Garner, the head of Iraq's civil administration, the former U.S. retired general, he's coming into Baghdad just to take a look and see what needs to be done here. And one of the things he's going to be overseeing is the creation of an interim government, which will be made up of a lot of Iraqis. The other thing he'll be overseeing is the reconstruction of the country.
Just one other thing, Jackie, an interesting sign, perhaps, that normalcy is at least starting to return to Baghdad. The first newspaper came out today there.
That's right, Lynn. The People's Path newspaper was first paper off the presses here in Iraq. It's an 8-page free handout newspaper, and it's published by the Communist Party. Now, the communists here have been long banned. Saddam Hussein would not allow them to even function as an organization. Interestingly enough, the first headline is called The Collapse of a Dictator. Now, there's a hammer and sickle on the front page, and directly underneath that is an article about what they call Saddam's bloody and terrorist regime. So that's out today, and it's interesting because there hasn't been any Iraqi newspaper, television, radio here since the Americans rolled into Baghdad. So obviously this has been very, very popular, and it's getting snapped up pretty quick off the streets.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Baghdad. Thanks very much, Jackie.
Thanks, Lynn.